Hey, hey, hey. This is Lisa A., and you're listening to Who's That Star on LCC Connect at Lansing Community College. Who's That Star is a behind-the-scenes show where I sit down and talk with the employees at the college. This is an inside look at LCC where you will have a chance to learn about their passions, projects, what inspires them both at work and in their personal lives. I'm your host, Lisa Alexander. I'm so excited to get a chance to talk to all the people who make LCC great. This show is for you to get to know the people that work at Lansing Community College a little bit more and see what makes them tick. Are you ready? Okay, let's go see who's today's star. Our star today is a recent addition to the Center for Student Support here at LCC. Hailing from the culturally rich nation of Nigeria, he brings a unique blend of skills and passion to his role as student support service specialist. Armed with a bachelor's degree in counseling, his journey encompasses not only a commitment to understanding and supporting individuals, but also a dedication to entrepreneurship. This star also holds a couple of entrepreneurial certifications, along with a foundation certificate in video editing. Beyond his professional endeavors, he's a passionate fashion designer with a focus on Afrocentric designs, embracing the cultural richness of Nigeria. This star designs are quite heavy on diversity, reflecting his commitment to inclusiveness. He also manages a clothing production factory in Nigeria, which allows him to contribute meaningfully to the local fashion industry. This star enjoys meeting new people, immersing himself in various cultures and understanding diverse values. He is an avid traveler, and he draws inspiration from the world around him. He uses these experiences to infuse creativity into his design. Okay, are you ready to learn who's today's star? Drum roll, please. Today's star is
Owolola Lola Olusile.
Okay, I want to thank you so much for coming on here. I appreciate you stepping in. You know that wasn't my voice you heard because I could not pronounce his name. And I wanted him, you know, for people to hear the pronunciation of his name. And I wanted to respect that because I have a speech impediment and I will jack a name up quickly. So thank you again for coming and taking time to be out on Who's That Star. I'm excited to learn more about you. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, can you tell me a little bit about who you are and what's important to your life right now?
Firstly, I'll just start with my name. My name is Owolola. I have people call me Lola because it's much easier here. Mm-hmm. I'm from Nigeria. I'm also a fashion designer. I am currently the student support specialist at the Center for Student Support. And what is important to me right now is, you know, just to make the world a better place for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did you get here? Well, can you tell me about your work here at LCC?
Okay. Like I mentioned earlier, I am the student support specialist. So my job is to ensure that every student with special needs get their needs met.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, I'm housed under the student support
umbrella.
Student support center. So I work with the Center for Student Access, the counseling department, the Global Student Service,
okay,
the Adult Resource Center,
mm,
and Fostering Stars. I also work with the Ombudsperson, which is Student Life.
Right.
So every student with, like, you know, testing, accessibility, accommodations come through me to, you know, the folks who handle, like, the professionals. But first, they come through me. My job is to ensure that they're able to get all the needs, okay, all their needs met. You know, LCC is a very diverse place, different. You know, some students have special needs like disabilities and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, like, help and they need, like, accommodations, their accommodations met. And then I also work with counseling. I have a bachelor's in counseling, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the counselors to sort of disseminate some students, because some students don't even know the difference between, like, a counselor and academic advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So I help, you know, filter that out. And work closely with them, students who English isn't their first language, like myself. So I sort of help folks like that, you know, navigate, you know, their life on campus.
Yeah, because English is my first language, but you couldn't tell it all the time because I will mess it up. But no, I think that's a great thing that you do, that you kind of like that person that makes sure the student gets connected to the services and they understand what the services are. And then you get the good information that the different departments need so that they can have a good meeting with the students. So, yeah, that's an important role.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that's great. So, well, how did you get started at LCC?
Good question. I applied for the position.
Did you come from Nigeria and they had this position all the way over there?
Like, of course not. I moved into the country last year. In my country, we call people like me, I just got back. So so I moved here fresh out the jet. Always wanted to work in academia. My counseling degree, it says B.Ed, so which is Bachelor's of Education.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I always wanted to work in a school setting. And at my previous job, I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers, and they'd be like, you know, why don't you just try applying at LCC? And I'm like, LCC? I don't even know what that is. You know, because I wanted to go to Michigan State because I wanted to do my master's and stuff like that. And then, you know, I read up about LCC. I'm like, okay, this looks like a place for me. And you know, apply for the position. Here I am today.
So, but you were already living in Lansing?
Yes.
Prior. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. That's great to know. What do you like most about what you do here at LCC?
Helping students. Helping people, for me personally, makes me feel better. It does something to my DNA and my biology that I don't really know how to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And pursuing, which is one of the reasons I pursued a bachelor's in counseling. I mean, I didn't get the support that I felt like I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my job or my reason for being here is to ensure that the life of the next person be better so they don't have to go through what I did go through.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, that's definitely pass along what you've learned. And then I bet you've learned some things too coming to a new country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people feel like when they're coming to higher ed, that's a new, you know, that's a new country in a sense, like mm-hmm. so much you have to learn mm-hmm. and you understand that. So that's a good way for people to relate to you.
Appreciate that.
So what are some of your hobbies and how did you get into them?
The hobbies, all right. I really love listening to good music. Mm. I do like listening to good music. Especially Nigerian music. We call it Afro music, Afro beats, actually. Listening to good music calms me down and just makes me feel better. Another thing is I like to meet people and learn about their culture because I feel like the world is very horizontal. I don't see like a vertical thing. There's no hierarchy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to learn about people's culture, you know, connect with them. And it sort of helps me out with every other thing. I also like do a lot of designs and sketches for my fashion brand. You know, that is also something that meeting new people helps me out because meeting new people inspires the kind of designs that I create.
Yeah.
So because the idea of my fashion is to ensure that everybody can relate to it. We wear clothes and what we wear speaks to other people about our personality.
It does.
So, yeah. So I enjoy things like that. I also enjoy traveling because, I mean, to meet new people, you got to live where you are.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy traveling and, you know, learning about people's cultures. You know, those are like my hobbies.
So you have to be fearless.
I have to be fearless?
I say that because you know, you came to a new country
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all the unknowns and you still decided to come and, you know.
Yeah.
Meet new people, learn new things, and then that inspires you in your fashion. Because fashion does. That's one thing. If you got on a nice suit or a nice pair of pants or a nice shirt, yeah. you know, you feel good.
Of course.
You really feel good. Yeah. So, well, what are like a life lesson you have learned the hard way?
Hard way? Wow. That's a very good question. I want to say something that I've learned the hard way is always assume good intent, right? Growing up, there were, I feel like, a lot of things I would always assume like the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is the best way to move through life, especially because there are a lot of good people out there, even though, like, you know, I feel like our brain lingers on the bad things more than the good things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I had learned this earlier, certain opportunities and certain choices that I made in the past, I wouldn't have made. So I move through life now always assuming good intent.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's great. I think because people get tainted, like I'm tainted. Mm-hmm. I don't assume good intent all the time. Mm-hmm. And that does shape how you view things. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way to think about life. Mm-hmm. Do you live by any piece of advice or motto?
Try to make the world a better place for the next person.
Okay. Well, what are you most proud of that you've done in the last year?
Moving here.
That's a big thing to be proud of.
Yeah.
So did you come from Nigeria right to like Michigan or?
Yeah, to Lansing.
Oh, wow. Straight okay.
Up. Yeah.
So like, where did you go to college?
In my country, University of Lagos.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. And then you came and worked in Lansing. That's so funny how you would come, you know, get to Lansing. I don't ever think about how global we actually are.
Yeah.
But you found us, huh?
Yeah, I did.
And so, I guess so. All right. How do you have fun?
Fun. Wow. I watch movies. I go out. Have fun.
Are you learning, like, when you talk about you travel and you go out, like, are you intentionally looking for something? Like, are you looking for, like, places with good music? Are you looking for people that's in your age group or what, you know, because coming from I don't know if you come from a different country and you're in a new place, mm-hmm. what things are attractive to you? What do you want to know? Like, what did you want to know about Lansing when you got here?
That's a very, very good question. I feel like when I got here, I wanted to know where I can just relax and have good, productive conversations with people mm-hmm. of my age bracket. That was one thing I wanted to know. I asked around, went to a couple places. Then the next thing was, oh, where do I get good music too? Mm-hmm. Because that's something I really like. And where are the fashion hubs here? You know.
Did you find any?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I did because lately the kind of designs I've been making is mixing the Nigerian and American culture together. Mm-hmm. So when an American sees it, they see themselves in it. And when a Nigerian also sees the outfit, they see themselves in
okay.
it. Kind of like what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, no, yeah, you shot right now. I like it. I mean, it definitely has the color of Nigeria, like the brightness but the suit is suited down, you know, it looks nice. I like it.
Appreciate that.
Like, did you find food that you liked when you got here?
I wouldn't lie. Food is never my first go-to.
Okay.
I mean, I tried different food, but they were not spicy enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm coming from a country where spice is like, you know, topmost. So when I tried the food, it was almost like, this is different.
Yeah.
This is not like what I'm familiar with. But hey.
Are you used to spice, like high, like the intense, like hot?
Yes.
Is that what you say on spice?
Yes, very hot. Like,
so like ghost peppers, would you eat ghost peppers?
Of course.
You can eat that without no problem?
Of course. Yeah,
so I'm about to have you as my ringer. We about to go do that chip challenge around town.
Of course. That's why I really like Thai food for some reason because it's spicy mm-hmm. enough for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Now, are you a cook?
Oh, yeah, I cook.
But could we handle what you cooked, I guess, is the thing. Is because you say you like that spice.
I mean, when I'm cooking for myself, it's quite different from when I'm cooking for a large number of people. Because I understand that my palate is different from people.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to add the amount of spice I'll take in for myself.
Right, yeah. I know. Thank you. If we have a potluck around here, I'll be okay. I won't burn my mouth out. Yeah. So what activity instantly calms you down?
Listening to good music.
The music.
Yeah, good music.
Now, are you like, can you play an instrument or do you sing or is just that you love just to listen to the music?
Playing an instrument. The only instrument that I think I can play right now is the recorder because I learned that, you know, growing up I went to a Catholic primary school, and we, you know, had recorder.
Yeah, I think we all, that's a world, you know, that's so funny. That's a worldwide instrument, the recorder, because yeah. Everybody had to do that recorder in fourth grade, mm-hmm. fifth grade. You had to,
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. That's so funny. But you just resonate with music. And
I do, especially, I mean, I'm not very, I wouldn't say just Nigerian music, but Afrobeat is a thing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that our music is going global and getting the recognition that's always, I mean, should have had before now.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do like Afro. I do listen to American music too, but I gravitate towards Afro music.
Well, that's what I'm learning. Like, to me, like, social media has brought people together, like cultures together so much. Like, so you learn and you get the opportunity to listen to music that we probably would have never had an opportunity because somebody would have gatekept it and we wouldn't have. Now you can go on YouTube or on Reels and you can hear someone and you feel like, oh, I like that. That's a good beat. And so, I think that's one of the good things that I like about how it brings the world closer together.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Extrovert.
How could I tell? Yeah, you have to be. Well, I don't say you have to be, but to make the moves that you made and then do the things that you're doing, you have to be able to talk to people.
Of course.
And get information. Yeah. So, now, do you have brothers, sisters, siblings?
Yes, I do have siblings, yes.
Are you the most outgoing of your family, or you got other siblings or your parents more outgoing than you?
I want to say I think I am the most outgoing. I mean, my siblings are outgoing, but not as much as I.
Because are you the only person in your family that's in America now, or you got other people?
Oh, just myself and my wife.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you really, y'all took a leap of faith for real, didn't y'all?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to live that far away from people. So I think that's all right. Well, what motivates you to work hard?
That's a very good question. What motivates me to work hard is the fact that I know that my work is going to make an impact and difference in the life of the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that what I do impacts someone positively sort of reinforces me to want to continue on to work hard and do it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good motivation. I'm like, you really want to make things different for people. You want to make it better for them. So that's a good mantra. Like, that's something good to have that guides you,
because
it helps you to make positive change instead of being messy. Okay, if you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work?
I'll take yard work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you do yard work here, or do you like?
I don't stay in the house.
Okay. So that's a good thing, because you don't have to do yard work. Yeah. Like, I know that's what I'm saying. As I get older, apartment, condo, where the maintenance and the yard work is taken care of, I'm all good with that. But I also want to have somebody do the cooking and the cleaning as well. So
is it?
Yeah. I guess I need to win that lotto or something. So what's your proudest accomplishment? I know you said moving here is something you're proud of, but out of everything, what's your proudest accomplishment?
I think starting off a business, not knowing what is going to happen in the future, you know, starting off a factory of my own, employing people, running a business, making profit, and then making impact in other people's life. Because what I did back home is I would train folks for free in my community and employ them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I know not everybody has like the opportunity to pursue formal education, especially because of funding. So I made sure my factory was in the place that I was born.
Yeah, so you can help your people there.
So I help my people there, you know, train them, employ them. Then if they decide to want to stay over and be an employee, I staff them and then continue to, like, pay them. And the ones who want to start up something for themselves, I support them. And then the ones who want to go to school, at least they have a skill set that will be able to help pay for their tuition through school.
Oh, yeah, that is a great accomplishment, yeah. right? Like, that's just on a different level. And I'm saying that because you impacting so many different people, that's impacting somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, you helping their family yeah. change, yeah. that whole structure.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good thing, like, to do that, because everybody can't do that. And then a skill that they can use.
Yeah.
And then, but my question is, how is you running that here?
Good question. And it's funny, I can see my staff members through my phone, right?
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, the financial aspect of it, my mom is handling that right now.
Okay, so you got, like, someone in place there, like, the day-to-day operations for you, but yeah,
she's making that happen, and I appreciate her so much.
So are you the only designer?
In my family?
No, in your company. Like, do you have other designers that utilize different things that motivate them to make different outfits, or are you just doing all the designs?
So for my brand, I do all the designs, but however, I have folks who are, I'll take colleagues.
Okay.
That, you know, don't have the financial capability or capacity to own a space of theirs. So they would come with me with their designs and have me produce them.
Okay.
And then I have folks who, you know, just pretty much trying to make money for themselves.
Yeah, you're giving people a lot of different opportunities.
Of course.
And ways to make money, but it's smart because it's still helping you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. I think it's a great job, but it speaks to your passion, right? Mm-hmm. That you want to make things better for others. And yes. You want to help others. Mm-hmm. And so you're doing it in a lot of different ways, and you can see it in your life. So what career advice would you give to your younger self?
Good question. I would say ensure that you spoke to a good amount of people that you went to high school with. Mm. I would also say that make good financial choices and business choices, you know?
Yeah.
I would have told myself, you know, go for it. Do not let anybody hold you down. I mean, yes, I know that I still went for it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you didn't, that wasn't you.
But I also feel like there are certain things that I didn't do, some choices that I should have made, that I'm like, I'll just wait, you know, never procrastinate, mm-hmm. you know, do it right there. If you fail, it's part of getting to your desired goal.
Exactly.
So failure isn't the end, just keep doing it. So yeah, there are sometimes I took a pause, I'm like, this is hard. I shouldn't have relented. I should have done more for myself.
Mm-hmm. Bet on you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be the person that has the most confidence in yourself. Don't give up on yourself and try it. I mean, I'm excited about having you here on our campus. I think that you're going to benefit a lot of people. Mm. But I want to see your clothing line. Like, do you make clothes for women?
Yeah, I do. Oh. Yeah, I have like a unisex brand.
Okay.
So yes, I do have some clothes that women can also wear.
Okay, but primarily you're focusing just on men. And
yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I have like two pieces that you like summer outfit.
Uh-huh.
Women can wear that too.
Okay.
I have like hoodies.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Women can
you wear definitely that too. Wear it. Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, some of my outfits are, most of my outfits are unisex, pretty much.
Well, I'm looking forward to looking at what you offer and just to see, because if y'all can see what he had on right now, he fly and he looks nice. And I love the color. And that's something that, like, for me, I think color, you know, it just brings out different hues in your skin. And it also just, it makes you feel some type of way. And so I love color. So that's a good thing.
Thank you very much.
But I'm so glad that you came today. And I think our students are the one that are going to benefit the most to having someone here that's appreciates diversity as much as you do. Mm-hmm. And want to help people have a better, you know, place in life mm-hmm. and do more. So we're just so happy to have you here on campus.
Thank you so much.
If you want any parting words?
Parting words would be, you can reach me on my Instagram. It's Belucci_LBF. That's spelled BELUCCI_LBF. Same as Twitter. So yeah, That's my Instagram and Twitter. And thank you for having me here. I would ensure that I try everything within my power, capacity to ensure that I give my best and show up as my as the best version of myself on campus. And yeah, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And there's nothing else to say after that. We'll see you next time on Who's That Star. You've been listening to Who's That Star. I'm Lisa A., and you can listen to this episode of Who's That Star and other shows from LCC Connect anytime online at lccconnect.org. Thank you for listening. Catch me next time to find out who's that star.